Welcome to the Family Alpha Podcast, a place where men, families, and the truth have a voice. The information shared on this podcast is meant to be applied. Now, here's your host, Zach Small, founder of thefamilyalpha.com and co-founder of thefraternityofexcellence.com. Let's get to work.
Welcome to the Family Alpha Podcast. I am your host, Zachary Small, and today we are talking about ways you can improve your self-esteem. I'll tell you right now, there is nothing worse than when I'm speaking with men, and whether it's on a video chat, whether it's in person, if it's somebody inside the FOE, or if it's somebody at 21 convention, you know, I'm seeing these guys in the real world, or I'm going to a family party, a cookout, whatever. It doesn't matter where I am. When I see people who are hiding in the corner, or I hear them speak, but it's infrequent, and when they do it, it's not from their chest, it's from their nose, maybe their throat. You know, they start their stories with, well, I'm sorry, but, and they have this sense of not being worthy to share their voice, or not viewing themselves as even worthy of joining the discussion. You know, they're trying to say the right thing, but they're watching themselves, and they don't think they're worth saying it, and they don't think they know what they're going to say. It's the craziest thing to look at someone who's insecure try to operate in a group where people are confident and speaking freely. So I wanted to talk about it. You know, and the very first thing that comes to mind that I wanted to share with you is the lens of you. A lot of people who are insecure because they're looking at themselves through the eyes of everyone else. What will they think of me? What will they think of what I'm saying? Are they judging what I'm saying? Do I look good enough to be here? Am I standing straight? Is my voice strong enough? Is my story dumb? Am I repeating myself? They're just looking at themselves and asking all these questions. And this is while they're sitting there trying to tell their story or do whatever. And I can't help but realize that if you were to look out at the world, instead of trying to look inside your world, you'd have a hell of a lot more success. You know, one of the things that draws people to me is that I am a confident individual. That I do go out and I speak my piece, whether that's counter to the majority or whether I'm in line and agreeing with everybody. I just say what I have to say. You know, I got a lot of DMs off a recent video I posted on Instagram where I said that Donald Trump and Mike Pence were a part of the problem because leadership is failing this country. And people are like, I thought you were pro-Trump. I thought, you know, you supported Trump. I was like, what? I don't have blind allegiance and fealty to anybody except myself and my family. And it caught people off guard. Like, how could you not stay true to this once? Like, what are you talking about? He's the president and he's messing up in some areas. I'm going to call him on it. Why wouldn't I? But these people, they were insecure. You know, when you find that yourself is 100% aligned with anything, you've given up control over who you are. And that's a sign of insecurity to me. Because if you're not able to speak your piece, whether it's pro or against, whatever it is you're talking about, you know, you're stuck between the buoys of somebody else because you're afraid of judgment. So when I talk about the lens, when I talk about being able to speak against the masses, I'm not looking at myself through their eyes for approval. I'm sending out the signal. I'm not receiving a signal right now when I'm speaking. It's coming from within and it's going to the world. So if you're looking to become more confident or at least appear more confident, because maybe you are confident in who you are, but it's when you're in groups that you start to shut down. So it's such a double-edged sword. You're like, yeah, I'm doing the work. I'm getting this stuff done. But then when you're with people, maybe you think you aren't there yet. Maybe you still have weight to lose. Maybe you still have to fix your style. Maybe you still haven't found your voice and you don't know, you know, in a social setting when to jump in, when to jump out in a conversation, or you're uncomfortable with eye contact or whatever. You know, maybe you are doing well, but you just don't know how to show it yet. You know, and if that's the case, listen up because I hope this podcast helps. That's why I'm recording it. So when you're looking at the lens, let's shift it to you looking out at the world. The world doesn't know what you did yesterday or the day before or the month before. They don't know that you lost 10 pounds. They don't know that you wrote, you know, whatever it is that you're writing, that blog post or on that book. All these things that you do, you see it. You see it every day. You're with yourself 24/7. What an opportunity for you to look at how far you've come. You know, play this game in your head before you go in front of a group or out to eat with another couple. Play this game where you go through all the things you've been doing. You're like, yeah, I've been kicking butt. Yeah, I crushed 2020. I entered 2021 on fire. I'm ready to keep going. I did all these great things. And then when you get to the party, you have all these things you want to talk about, but they're just sitting in your head. waiting for the right time to come out. But when you speak, you're going to speak with your shoulders back and your chest out a little. You're going to speak from your chest and you're going to be able to say your piece, because even though before you used to be like, well, how do I appear to them? How do I look? Now you know that you've done all these things. You deserve to be out there speaking. You know, your self-esteem, how you look at yourself, how you feel, comes down to how you look at you. And you can't look at you. Your soul is inside. It's got to come out of you. You've got to release it upon the world. What a shame it is for you to bottle that up. Go speak. Err on the side of taking action. Err on the side of sharing your piece. Err on the side of talking a little too much in the group. You are a man of value. And you, all you have to do is share that with the group. But here comes the cold water. If you aren't doing anything with your life, if you don't have any actions that you can think of right now that you achieved or you won or you conquered or you went out and you know, you crushed it, if you've not been on any adventures recently, if you've not completed any major tasks, if you've not worked on yourself or made any progress with your physique, if you've not brought anything to the world, of course you're going to start judging yourself. Of course your self-esteem is going to be low. You haven't done anything. Confidence doesn't just get handed out like participation trophies. Why do you think so many kids are so jacked up? You're being given a trophy for something you didn't really do. You come in fifth place. Here's a trophy, kid. Go put it on your wall. I'm a winner. But you're not, because you didn't do what it took to be a winner. So when you go into the group, all those kids are talking about, yeah, I swung. I did all these things. I made these plays on the field. That's great. I crushed it. You're sitting there like, well, I didn't do anything. That's why we came in fifth place. My team sucked. I don't have anything to talk about. That's the child version of what's happening to adults. Adults, you come next to me, go with the next Fraternity of Excellence meetup. Hey, I wrote this book. Hey, I created this course. I did this with my family. I went hunting. You know, all these great things that men are doing. And the list goes on and on. Everybody has something to share. But if you're the guy who just had the participation trophy, if you're the guy in your group who shows up and you're at your couple's date or you're at the cookout and party and everybody's talking about what they did and you have literally nothing to bring to the table because you've done nothing, well, yeah, you should be insecure. You have nothing to stand on. You've done nothing. People like to overlook that because self-esteem conversations and self-esteem podcasts are supposed to build you up with positivity and hope. Here's the reality. Everything I just shared, 100% true. If I'm sitting and talking to you and I ask you, hey, what's new? Nothing. I'm going to be bored with you. I'm going to move on. You're not a person who's interesting. You're not a person who's brought value. But if you do have things to say, and this is you going through the lens of you, share it. Hey, what's new? Oh, I've been working out. You know, I tried this new diet. Oh, that's great. What'd you do? You know, I lost a couple pounds. You might still be morbidly obese. But if you're losing weight, tell the story. You might be still working that same dead-end job, but if you're working on a new project in that job and you're working to get yourself out of that job, share that. Yeah, I'm still here, but I'm working to go there. Or I'm here. And then you better damn do it, because the next time they see you, they're going to follow up. But all the things that you have going on in your life, you need to start sharing it so the world can see what they don't see. So the world can hear why you're a person of value and why you're someone that's interesting. And that goes to the second point. You have to take action. You have to take adventures. You have to go out and do things. You have to improve who it is you are as a man. God, what a waste it would be for you to go a year, 2 years, 5 years, working the same job, wearing the same clothes, living the same type of relationship with your family, doing the same old routine. I'm a huge fan of routine. You should have a successful one, but that routine should include change and growth. You should be advancing it and making it better. If you do a squat, that's great. If you're a year later doing the same weight squat, that's not great. If you're a year later and you're doing a squat with an extra 300 pounds on it, that's great. It's still just a squat, but you're doing more of it. It's impressive. It's growth, even though it's the same action. The same goes for you. You have to do things. Whether you're starting a business, writing a book, chasing a promotion, building some sort of software, there's nothing, coaching your kids' soccer team, or baseball in my case. You have to be doing something that gets you out there and gets you doing things. That way people are like, cool, you're a person who has stories. And guess what? When they think that about you, you will get that affirmation that you are someone who should have high self-esteem. You are someone that should be confident. You are someone that should, you know, view yourself as someone of value. And to the next point on self-esteem and having value, is that you have to have standards. You have to look at yourself and look at yourself as an individual who gets objectively measured. A lot of people find themselves overlooking their flaws or overlooking their missteps or their inadequacies. Remaining stagnant, that's not okay. You can't tell me that you made $50,000 on crypto, but you haven't done a damn thing with your family. You haven't had any conversations with your wife. You haven't hit the gym once. You can't be a man of one. You got to have standards for everything that you do. And when you realize that the way you do one thing is the way you do all things, how could you not have higher self-esteem? I was talking to Jackie and I was explaining because somebody had messaged her. She runs this Beachbody group and somebody had messaged her that they were feeling bad about themselves. And I was like, you know who doesn't feel bad about themselves? People who do the right thing. There's no way you can feel bad about yourself if you know you ate right that day, you worked out that day, you played with your kids that day, you wrote in your book or your journal or whatever that day, you did all the things you needed to do that day. How could you feel bad about yourself if you know you're doing the right things? You might still be poor, but you made an investment that day and you're looking to grow that stack of cash and you're heading in a direction where you won't be poor. Even though you're still in that position, even though you're still struggling financially, you know you're headed out. So of course you're gonna sit there like, yeah, I got this going on. I'm still poor, but I'm not always gonna be poor. Or you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're like, man, I don't even fit inside this mirror. I'm still fat, but I'm 25 pounds down from where it was. And the list goes on. The list, it's gonna be unique to you because you know where your insecurities lie. But when it comes to building that self-esteem, you have to have a standard in all aspects of your life, not just one. Because you're really good with money, and this is one of the big ones. It's health, wealth, relationships. You know, it's either your marriage is good or bad. You know, your money's good or bad, and your physique's good or bad. So let's look at all of them. In all those things, you can't say that you're going to pick one and be good at it and let the other two fall. That's 66% you're allowing to fail. You need to make sure all three of those, and that's not even including parenting, you know, philosophy, your life work on your mind, your religion or faith or spirituality, working on those things. It's everything. Everything you do, you have to push as hard as you can to getting it to go as far as it can. And in that moment, while you know you go to bed tired each night because you did all the reps, you can go to bed with a smile on your face. And when you go to that double date or you go to that party, or you go to that meetup, you can do so without butterflies in your stomach because you know you can't wait to talk to the people about all the things you've done. Your self-esteem will increase immediately after you went out there and you did the thing. I just got back from lifting. I'm sitting here. I'm like, yeah, this is like, I did my things today. I worked out. I ate right. You know, when the kids come home, I'm going to play with them tonight. I'm going to hang out with Jackie. I do all these things. I go to bed confident as hell. Like, what am I missing? I'm not where I want to be in any aspect of my life. I want everything to be better, but I love where it's at. And while that might sound like those are mutually exclusive things, they're not. I can have all of it. I can want and be content with the present and where I'm at. That's why my confidence is so high. Because every time I meet people, I have something to talk about. If they question me about who are you good enough, blah, 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 trying to see if they can evaluate me, I've got so many freaking stories to tell, it's ridiculous. You can be the same. You can do this in your life. But you have to go out and do things. You have to stop assessing yourself through the eyes of others when you're in that group and start with that fire within and sharing that light out. Give yourself to them. Show them. Tell them the stories they don't know. Let them know, yeah, well, how am I doing? Let me tell you. I lost some weight. I built this project. Had a lot of fun with my kids. It's been great. How are you? Throw the ball back in their court. A lot of times you're sitting there saying, well, I'm not good enough. I don't fit in here. And the people that you're talking to are having the same thoughts. So once you have this discussion and you're like, fuck it. I'm going in. I'm saying it. They're like, they're not confident. They got to it before you. They threw it at you to see what you would do. When you come out with all those stories, watch how people get caught off guard because now they've got to match it. Now they've got to look at themselves. What did I do this year? What am I doing right now? What goals do I have? That's how you fix your self-esteem. You share the stories people don't know about you. You allow yourself to be good enough. Instead of constantly looking at what's wrong with you through the eyes of others, you look at yourself and you evaluate where you are and where you're going. If the world's telling you you're not good enough because of X, Y, and Z, ask yourself, are you doing X, Y, and Z? Are they giving you a handout? You know, are they helping you saying, yeah, you really do need to fix this? Or are they nitpicking to try to bring you down because you know you are working on it? Honestly, it's up to you. Only you know what it is you're doing and what it is you're capable of. But when it comes to being confident in front of others, just err on the side of speaking, allowing your voice to be heard, speaking loud enough for the entire group to hear you. People try to speak softly so they don't, if they say something stupid, it's not noticed or anything like that. Fuck that. Share your voice. Share your fire. You are good enough to have this conversation, and you are important enough and valuable enough to be a part of whatever group it is you're a part of. Whatever it is you're doing with whomever it is you're doing it with, go out there and do it all in. Life is too short to keep hiding that, to keep stifling it down. You're fat? Work out. You're poor? Invest and make some changes. Your marriage is on the rocks? Start doing things to fix it. When you start the process of fixing things, you can start feeling more confident about it. But you can't keep sweeping it under the rug. Pretty soon your rug's gonna have a freaking mound in the middle of it. Pull that sucker off, face what's in there, deal with it, and fix it. And watch, even though you're not where you want to be, again, you can go out into the world and be more confident and have that greater sense of self-esteem. And you'll finally be able to look at your reflection and say, I'm proud of you. You're doing the work. Maybe you're not there, but you're doing the work. This has been another episode on the Family Alpha Podcast. If there's anything I can do to help you get to this level that you want to get at, or if you're a man looking for a tribe, shoot me a DM.
Thanks for listening. You can join our private men's only community at thefraternityofexcellence.com. And don't forget to find Zach on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @ZachSmall_.